everyone. Welcome back to 20 Minutes with Chad. Chad is just literally fresh off the Relative Roads podcast. And I think everybody needs to listen to it. Because after listening to almost 2 hours of Chad being spiritual, political, and discussing yoga, this is what I've discovered Chad's favorite music is. This sit back, relax, and chill. So, after listening to the show, I might have been a little upset because Chad tweeted out, I just had the most spiritual podcast ever. So, from now on, there'll be no more 20 Minute with Chad intro music. No more 20 Minute Chad outro music. It's going to be Chad's yoga music.
Yoga music.
So, before we even start your 20 minutes, this one's going to run longer so people can get lost if they don't like it. I really don't care.
Okay.
How do you feel, Chad, about deserting me?
Deserting you? I don't call it desertion. I just call it entanglement.
How would your mom feel what you did to me?
She still hasn't even listened to that podcast yet. I don't think she's even listened to it yet. Yeah, because she's been having her own thing she's dealing with up in Northern California right now.
Well, Mrs. Meisenheimer, or should I say Weisenheimer, after listening to the show, because did you not think I was going to listen to you cheating on me?
2 hours and 5 minutes. You guys had a lot of free time then.
No, I was absolutely captivated. You listening to your yoga music, discussing spirituality. And just before we start your show, because I'm wasting all your time right now, really weird, I didn't hear any mentions of 20 Minutes with Chad. 2 hours and 5 minutes. I heard collaborator. My name wasn't mentioned. I heard podcasts. This show wasn't mentioned. I'm just wondering, is there something you'd like to tell our audience now?
No. No, it's like we didn't even get to, because like originally I was going to go on talking more about like show business and stuff, and we didn't even really even do that about the career stuff, because like basically we're going to talk about like surviving LA and working side jobs. Like they actually want me to come back and do an interview for that, because we went all off on topic on like the philosophy and humanity and spirituality and all these different things, where I was just like, that wasn't even the main intention of what we were going to talk about. And then we just went down that rabbit hole talking about all these different things, because that wasn't entertainer Chad. That was more just Chad. That wasn't like the artist Chad. Like, it's totally what me being me and not me being a comedian or a writer or director.
Or having another podcast with a friend. That didn't come up at all, too, I noticed, for 2 hours and 5 minutes.
No, it was like basically the whole podcast was just talking about like spirituality and stuff. And it was like we didn't even talk about like show business in a way. We're like talking about like the younger generation and the older generation. And it was interesting. It was more of like. It's very different than what 20 Minutes with Chad was, because 20 Minutes with Chad is a whole different thing. That's my comedy. That's my outlet. Mm-hmm. It's more for entertainment value.
Oh, yeah, because I wasn't entertained at all not having my name mentioned.
Hey, but I did mention your name on the Robin Slim show, so you can't knock me for that one.
Am I knocking you for that one?
No.
So then let's not discuss that one. So just so everybody knows, the Relative Roads podcast, everybody can sit down, listen to Chad, put on some yoga music in the background, maybe a white glass of Chardonnay or some red wine, and just sit back and listen to Chad discuss spirituality. Okay, Chad, we're going to get to your show now. Since you have time for me now. We've never ran 2 hours and 5 minutes. So what did you come to discuss today?
There's a lot of things. Today, I didn't go on my walk today, which I'm kind of like in a funk, because I usually walk like 7 to 9 miles every morning, but it's like really smoky from all the LA fires right now.
And wait, it's just, like, there's fires in LA?
Oh, Yeah, there's a few big fires in LA County and Riverside, so it's all blowing into the valley. So whenever there's a fire, it just sits in the valley. So it's just like this orange haze. You think it's smog, but smoke. And it's like, then it's really humid, so I can't breathe. I'm just like, ugh. So it's messing with my allergies like crazy.
Maybe you should try yoga.
I can't even do yoga. Yoga makes me angry, actually.
Oh, I know. Funny. I heard all about it for 2 hours and 5 minutes today.
I can't even stare at, like, cute chicks' butts when they're doing yoga because I'm just like, I want to strangle them. But no, it's like that. So that was going on. So I didn't do my walk today, but I did walk to the grocery store and got my cup of coffee and try to write, which my writing's been kind of slow lately. Then last night I was stressing because there's a bunch of wildfires up in Northern California, and they had to evacuate my mom from her apartment complex, and my bestie, they had to, like, get her out of her apartment complex, too, because the fire was burning close to the apartments and crossed the freeway and burned in the middle of the freeway. But luckily, my mom's back in her apartment today, so I'm, like, that's not stressed about that, but I guess it's, like, really smoky stuff over there.
So,
I'd
stop right there. I got a question. Have you ever been evacuated?
Not really. Fire's been close when I lived up there, but it never got into, like, the actual city. Like, it was actually almost inside the town. Like, it was, like, jumping over the barriers and stuff and actually heading into the town. Like, they were evacuating two cities there, like Fairfield, Vacaville, Sassoon, because the fire was going around the whole thing, like an actual, like, burning around. Because it started, I guess our weather here is really weird, where it's, like, high-pressure temperature, create this, like, heat dome. So we got in this, like, really bad heat wave. And then it got so bad that lightning struck up there that started hella fires. Like, there was, like, 11,000 lightning strikes over 2 days and caught a bunch of forests and a lot of things got on fire, like bunch of fires. There's like 4,000 fires right now up and down California right now. But I just love it where it's just like not only that, but our wonderful supreme leader Governor Newsom last week, because our state also has like an energy crisis. So basically, they're doing these things called rolling blackouts. So they black out everyone's, like, power for, like, 12 hours a day in a heat wave. In a freaking heat wave. And he's just like, oh, this is like, oh, we might have to fight, like, fires. This was before the wildfires happened, too. And he was, like, bragging on this, like, thing, saying how wonderful they're prepared for the wildfires and stuff, and spent, like, hella money on eight Black Hawk helicopters to fight the fire. And then all of a sudden, we don't even have the – they don't have the resource to fucking fight all these fires because the budget cuts and stuff. So this guy's a fucking loser, man. Like, he kills me. He was like – literally was like bragging 2 weeks, like, oh, we're prepared for wildfires in California. Da-da-da. Yeah, right. Burning like hella acres, and then the energy crisis and epidemic issues. And now what cracks me up, there's a – he cut state workers salary like 10%. So he cut 10% of the state workers and everything. And a report came out today, and he's just like, and this was like months ago too. And he bragged about how he's going to not take his salary stuff. Well, it turns out, like, a report came out today that he's been taking his $18,000 a month salary. Like, he gets paid $18,000 a month. And I was just like, wow. He claimed that he wouldn't take it, but he's taking it out. Like, and that's not the part that bugs me. I'm like, you know, it's a job. Like, takes – have money. Get paid for your job. One, I think $18,000 a month is a little too much. But going on the public saying how, oh, I'm not going to take this money. I'm not going to do it. And he's still taking it, where people are pointing at Trump like, Trump's garbage, da-da-da-da. And Trump said he would not take his presidential salary. And he hasn't took his presidential salary. I'm like, irony. I'm like, so Trump is garbage, yet he actually kept his word? What? And I'm not even a Republican or Trump supporter.
Oh, sorry, you're and a liberal something.
I'm a libertarian socialist.
Oh, we know. because I heard 2 hours and 5 minutes going back to the Relative Roads podcast with Chad Meisenheimer for 2 hours and 5 minutes. No mention of me, but I'm not bitter.
I'll be like, okay, Will Smith, okay. Don't worry about the entanglement. Are you going to do a meme and put your face on Will Smith's face? And be like, 20 minutes with Chad, and then he's going to have your sad face on Will Smith.
No, I'm going to put 22 minutes with the Relative Road podcast and just splice it up into 20-minute segments.
Oh, man. But, yeah, it's been an interesting few weeks. Like, I shake my head that California is screwed right now. We just basically the rideshare Lyft and Uber just canceled working in California, so there's no Lyft or Uber here anymore.
How are you going to get to the dentist?
Or doctors. Yeah, exactly. I'm sitting there like, I'm supposed to go to the doctors Monday, and I'm going to call them and see if they could do like a phone interview type thing, because there's no way to get there, because it's like literally a 30-minute drive. I don't have a car. And then taxis, I could do taxis, but taxis, they charge double the amount of what a Lyft or an Uber costs. And I was just like, I don't have that kind of money. I'm not going to spend over $80 round trip just to go see my doctor for 15 minutes. Like, hey, you look good, but you're still going to be on your meds.
Hold on, let's back this up. Why did they cancel service in California?
Because there's a law where California did this thing called AB 5, where gig workers now are supposed to be considered employees for the company. Because like originally people were just doing as freelancers, but California is trying to be so progressive that they're trying to make independent contractors employees. So you have the luxury of sick days, like advantages of being an employee. And I'm like, that's not the point of it. It should be exactly what it is. It's independent contractors. It's not like a full time job. It should be treated like a full time job. Like, if you want to work for a company, work for an actual company, not just... So that's the whole thing. And basically, Lyft and Uber is like, well, screw you guys. We're basically going and do our own thing. And I was just like, wow. So, and because it's a pandemic, I called a couple of my friends. It's like, hey, you know what? I'll pay you $40 for a ride and stuff. And they're like, no, we're not keeping contact with people. We don't contact with people because of the pandemic and blah, 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 blah. So I'm just like, crap. So I'm kind of fucked on that part of the thing where I can't get to my doctors.
$40?
$40.
Are you going to cover my flight?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, that's a lot of money. I'm bitching it's over. It's going to be $50. But it's just like, but yeah, so like my friends, which I get because we're during a pandemic, I'm not going to like make them go out there and be in a real world, because I've been working throughout the whole pandemic where I get like, we get tested every like week. We get temperature, like, we get temped everything because we're working.
How do you
get
tested? Nose test?
Nose, yeah.
I haven't been tested once.
Yeah, because, like, usually it's, like, but you're supposed to do that. But we get, like, temped a lot at the door, too. If we're at a certain temperature, we have to go home. Because I think the temp limit is, like, 104, like, 100.4. So if you get that high, you get sent home. But luckily, like, I haven't liked that, but I'm just like, it's weird. Like, I'm not worried about it because I follow safety precautions and I always wear gloves. Just the added mask, that's the only thing that's really different, is I have to wear a mask and I'm like, whatever. Like, I got to do what I got to do. It's food service and I have OCD anyway, so I always wash my hands. I hate touching shit. So it works. So it's like not a big difference. And I'm like, but like I said, I understand people not wanting to get sick and everything. But it's just annoying because now I'm like, my regular doctor's is close. Like, I could walk to my regular doctor. I could do the blood tests and all that stuff. All my stuff is in the area, but my cardiologist is all the way in Northridge, which is like half an hour drive. And that's if there's no traffic. So I'm just like, wow. But it is what it is. I'm not going to stress about it. I'm just like, if they don't like it, they kiss my ass. I'm like, I feel healthier. I'm like, whatever. I can do my medicines. Like, just do my yoga, music, whatnot. But that's pretty much what I have to say of us. It's like, it's been an interesting week. Hopefully, like, like, I was supposed to work yesterday, but I called out sick because I had, like, the worst case of diarrhea the last 2 days because of the heat. I know. TMI. But, so I've been, like, guzzling ginger ale the last 2 days, like, freaking crazy. But that's pretty much what I've been up to.
Goodbye, Chad.
Deuces.
All right. Hey, everyone. This is a special interview with my buddy Anthony, a.k.a. Dizzy Taco, a.k.a. Del Taco. Now I'm, like, craving Del Taco, man. How are you doing, bud?
I'm doing tremendous. I'm starting to feel a little bit better. I got super drunk on Saturday. And I guess I'm not that young enough to recover, like, on a moment's notice. So, yeah, but I'm doing a lot better now.
Oh, wait till you're 30 when your whole body's like, death!
Yeah.
Not just that, it's just like, that's what happens. And then, like, dude, so I do edibles. And I usually get, like, a 10 milligram of CBD and then half, like, 10 THC. So it's, like, half and half. But the CBD, like, always, like, kind of balances out.
Yeah.
But I was just like, oh, because I've been, like, struggling writing this pilot right now. So I was just like, oh, I'm going to try the sativa one, just only that. And I'm thinking, like, I'm going to take a big boy dosage. And I took 20 milligram. And I forgot that I'm not fat no more. So my body doesn't, like, dude, I had such a bad trip. Like, I was vomiting. I was just like, bleh. I was just like, what the hell is going on with me? Because it's normal, because, like, 15, 20 milligrams, I'm fine usually. And I'm just like, but I was like spinning. I was just like, this is not cool. I'm like, rookie mistakes.
Nah, that's how it is, man. Fucking when I first started taking edibles during the quarantine, I took like four puffs out of the vapor.
Oh, Jesus.
40 milligrams, because I'm like, I used to do this before. And then fucking I'm on the toilet, still smoking the vapor, and then out of nowhere I just feel like passing out. I'm like, oh, this isn't good. This is not a good start.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like, I'm usually not into it, because, like, I used to do a lot, like, not a lot like an addiction, but just like I used to do a lot in my 20s, just to try, because my brain goes so fast I can slow it down, and I don't like taking, like, medicine, like Adderall or something like that, where I was like, because my anxiety is also really, really bad. So I sit there and, like, I've done things like that, and I've done coke before. Like, I ain't gonna lie about that. And it's just like, it makes you feel like Superman. And I did, like, shrooms once, and it was such a bad trip, like, really bad, like, bad. Like, it was like, not like, thing. It was more like a lame trip, because it was me, my roommate, I think his girlfriend and a friend, and I took it, and I ended up in the shower with clothes on, just playing with the water. I was like, oh, rainbow bright. And I'm like, and I remembered that. And I'm like, dude, this is the gayest trip ever. Like, all I need now is to have a leprechaun come in and go, like, blow me, Chad, blow me. And I'd be like, oh, shit. But yeah. Do you have any bad trip stories besides the one, like, sitting on the toilet?
Well, okay, so I was 12, and my
I was like, when I was 12 at band camp.
I was 12, and my neighbor, my homie, he had gotten, like, new stuff. And we had gone on the side of the building, and it looked like fucking red flakes. Like, yeah, it was just weird. And I'm like, hey, what's that? And he's like, oh, it's spice. But, you know, for some reason, I paid more for regular weed. And I'm like, all right, whatever. It must be good shit. And then, you know, we smell it. We smoke it. It tastes like strawberries. And then a couple minutes pass. We're fucking coughing up our lungs and shit. And then for some reason, like the way I visualized it, I felt like my brain was literally, like, you know, those, like, 1980 ads, like, oh, you smoke weed, it'll cook your brain like an egg. You know, that's how it felt. So fucking, like, it was a huge rush of just heat. Like, it did not feel good. And after that, after we had calmed down, well, our bodies had calmed down. Our minds were fucking racing. Like, we got hella paranoid after that.
Dude, it sounds like someone laced it with something, bro. Because, like, I had, like, a buddy who would always try to do that. It's like, that's why I never trust my buddies. I'm like, hey, man, you want to try this? I'm like, did you lace this with shit? And they never keep a straight face. Like, oh, no. I'm like, you're going to, like, dose it with something and, like, be like some, like, date rape drug or something, and you're gonna like rape me in the corner or something. I'll be like, I know my friends. My friends are like sketchy motherfuckers.
I think just like he was 16. He knew stuff, but I don't know like how or who he got his shit from. But you know, it definitely it wasn't a good start when he said I paid more for than rape.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
So I'm like, all right, whatever. It turned out it had like it was dipped in PCP.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, sounds like PCP, bro.
So like we're walking around, I'm like super fucking hot. There was this motorcycle that passed by three times and we started getting scared. Like we thought he was gonna call the police, so we just like run into like different apartments and shit, trying to lose him. And then we go back to our apartment and we were playing video games for like a couple of hours, and I had one like blue Kool-Aid. I drank one blue Kool-Aid and I went into the bathroom for some reason. I just stripped naked, laid in the tub, and I just started vomiting all over myself, but it didn't feel bad. I'm like, it's almost as if like you're in the bathroom fake vomiting. Mm-hmm. Like that's how I felt. Like I wasn't actually vomiting, but fucking I had like chunks of oatmeal all over myself, but no negative repercussions. I just couldn't feel anything. Like I had pissed him off before that. I was playing a game and I cheated, and he's like, "Ah, you fucking asshole," and he like socks me in the arm. I couldn't feel a thing. Like I'm like, huh,
that, I'm like, this sounds hurt. Like George. It's not George, right? Was bro, it George? That no, son of a bitch. Okay.
That's another homie. But dude, fucking, yeah, that shit fucked me up. And I slept for like 4 hours. Like my mom just found me there. I apparently had thrown up on the bed too after I got out of the tub. Yeah, you know, it wasn't good. I mean, I was asleep for most of it, but just like when I was conscious, it wasn't a pleasant experience. Like I couldn't feel a thing. I was constantly high. I felt a little high. But, you know, all the other shit was just like, it surpassed those feelings, you know? It wasn't good. And it wasn't good that I smoked that 12 either, you know?
Right, no.
It like, started at 10, so fucking, geez, that's not sorry.
It's like, I was such a, like, prude. Like, not prude. Like, I was, like, originally, like it's weird because well, I'm kind of like a train of thought here because my brain's mush. Like, I never did anything till like I was in my 20s. Like, I was like really super religious in my teens. Like, I already knew what I wanted to do, so I didn't do anything. I was like, oh, I'm too good. I'm not too good for that, but you know, I'm a Capricorn, so I kind of am too good for everything else.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until like after like. Even a little bit in college, but it was after my brother's death that I started doing like drinking more and trying to drink stuff and experiment and all that stuff. Not to be a downer, but it's just like, I just kind of was like, screw it. There's no God. God's a little beach. And I just kind of did a little bit of everything. And then I don't do hardcore stuff, but I really never had like that bad of like drug stories. Like now drinking stories. Oh my freaking God. Like, there's two stories I have. Like the first story I had, I think I was like 19 because I did drinking because I was in college. Like I was graduating. So I was going to a party in Napa. I went with some friends and I remember seeing like a big bottle of like raspberry Smirnoff vodka. No one was drinking it. Like everyone else was drinking stuff. And I'm even 19. I like fruity drinks. I'm like, woo. Okay, I started drinking it, and they're like, "Oh yeah, you could have that, Chad." I'm like, "All right, cool." You know, I was drinking it through most of the night, you know, talking to friends, you know, kicking it with them and stuff. And then I just remember like heading out the door and blacking out, then remembering going to Vallejo, pissing outside a Hollywood video store, which is like a video store which no longer exists, with some random black dude. I don't know that story and how that happened. Then going to another part of Vallejo to a party my friends wanted to go, And I remember this really ugly chick trying to hook up with me. Like, I'm drunk, so she must be really hideous. If I'm drunk and still, like, it's like, this bitch is ugly. And most dudes my age be like, yes, let's put a notch in my belt. And I was like, ugh. It's like, this is why God invented paper bags. And I was just like, oh, my God. And like, I was just like, I just remember how hideous she was. And she was like the party host, too. Like, no, I was just like, wow. And then I remember blacking out again, going to Fairfield to my friend's house, vomiting there because they were making homemade pizzas because they were like drunk. It was like 3 a.m. I remember that. And then waking up the next morning, butt naked in my bedroom. What a great interview. I want to thank all the listeners for listening to the show, and please follow or subscribe to 20 Minutes with Chad. Also, if you have any questions you want me to answer during the show, please hit us up on extrafeatures.ca. Chattles out.